VentureCast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week on the Deep Leadership Podcast,
a vision for the future of your team, for the future of your organization, or for the future of your company is not, I want to increase profits.
Hi, and welcome to Deep Leadership. I'm your host, John Rennie. Well, I hope all is well with you today. It is another beautiful day here in North Carolina, and I'm enjoying a hot cup of coffee from my friends at the Salty Sailor Coffee Company. Salty Sailor is a veteran-owned coffee brand and is the official coffee of the Deep Leadership Podcast. Listeners get 10% off their amazing selection of fresh roasted coffee by going to saltysailorcoffee.com and entering the code DEEP at checkout. Now, today's episode is also brought to you by our other sponsors, Leader Connect, Ignite Management Services, and Liberty Strength. All these sponsors help me bring these shows to you each and every week, so I highly encourage you to click on their links below and check them out. Now, in this episode of the Deep Leadership Podcast, I sat down with retired U.S. Navy Captain Joe Polonen. Joe had more than 30 years of experience in Navy explosive ordnance disposal. He is the founder of Alakai Leadership Group, a strategic accelerator which integrates the best leadership practices from the battlefield to the boardroom. Now, we dive into Joe's military experiences, his hard-earned approaches to leadership, and the challenges and lessons he learned in his military and post-military leadership roles. Now, as a Navy veteran, I love this insightful conversation, and I know you will as well. So, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started.
Welcome to Deep Leadership. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former Cold War submarine officer who spent 20 plus years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Leadership matters. Are you ready for some real world actionable advice from John as well as his expert guests?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
The show starts right now.
Welcome to the Deep Leadership Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Joe Polonen. Joe is a retired U.S. Navy captain who spent 30 years in the Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal. He deployed around the world for combat operations and has served or lived in over 75 countries. After transitioning from the Navy, Joe and his daughters founded the Alakai Leadership Group, which is a strategic accelerator. His company provides senior executive counseling, fractional C-suite leadership, and keynote speaking that integrates best practices from the battlefield to the boardroom. I'm excited to have him on the show to talk about his experiences and his approach to leadership. So, Joe, welcome to the show.
John, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And it's my honor and privilege to be with you today and your listeners. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to meet you and great to have you on the show. I want to talk to you about, first of all, just get started with your company, Alakai. And we were just talking before we pressed record. The name of your company is the Alakai Leadership Group. Tell us about Alakai. What do you do and what makes your company unique? And tell us about the origin of the name, too, because I think that's very interesting.
Oh, absolutely. The word Alakai has a very powerful meaning. It is derived from the Hawaiian culture. My daughters and I actually picked out the name back in 2020 when we founded it. And Alakai is all about a culture, an attitude, and a spirit and a mindset of being a leader. It's a lot more than a skill or a capability. And it's an all-encompassing lifestyle, and mindset. An individual can be an alakai, a great leader, but also it must be paired alongside compassion, empathy, wisdom, caring, courage, and all so many of the other factors that we think of when we think of great leaders. And when we sat down to think about what type of company we wanted to start, the word alakai fast became our primary selection, and it stuck. And what we do essentially, John, is what you described in the beginning. We have three focus areas. I took what I learned in the military that works, the best practices, those types of successful methodologies that great organizations, even elite organizations, thrive upon and establish a great culture of a winning culture from, and the lessons learned, the things that don't work, the things that we learned over time, the mistakes we made, the failures that we had. And we put that together into a proprietary consultative methodology. We call it the P3 system: people, processes, and persistence. And today, we essentially focus on three areas. Number one, customized senior executive leadership counseling and consulting. Number two, fractional C-suite support. Sometimes it's for chief operating officer functions, other times for chief strategy, and other times for the chief executive. And then finally, as you mentioned, inspirational speaking and keynotes. We find that there are organizations that derive great value from these kinds of conversations, and we love doing it. So together with our daughters, one is focused on operations, the other is focused on business development and marketing. It really is a family business.
That's neat. That's neat. So what inspired you to start this company? You know, you come out of the military, you know, you're looking for the next thing to do. And then, you know, you find yourself, you know, teaching, sharing, training leaders. Yeah, what inspired you to start the company? How is this helping you fill your life's mission and what you want to do post-military life?
Well, John, as many of our fellow veterans and family members, when they might come to that transition point and they're thinking about leaving the military, our thought process was very simply this. I loved the people that I served with. I loved being in the Navy. I loved every part of it. And when it was getting time for me to transition out of the military, I thought, do I still want to keep serving? And if so, in what direction do I want to keep serving? And I had this feeling that we still, as a family, had something to give. Because when one member of the family serves, the entire family sacrifices and serves, each in their own way. Everyone has its own important role to play. And so as it came closer for my transition out of the military, and we sat down together with my wife and daughters, and we thought about what we wanted to do, there were two primary focus areas. One was, what did I really love doing? It doesn't seem like work. It just seemed like helping people. And that's the consultative approach that I described earlier. So then we said, okay, we knew we wanted to start some type of family business. We just didn't know what form or shape that would take. And I would suspect if we were having this conversation in 2020, when I retired from the Navy, that the focus and the vision and mission were quite different, because we just hadn't evolved to that point. We knew it was going to be some sort of leadership consulting focus. We just didn't know exactly what that would take. I have been privileged to meet and learn from fantastic leaders, both in the military and out. And what we did together as a family was we took all of that and we focused it on where we wanted to go. And I'll leave those who are listening today and viewing, I'll leave everybody with this final thought in response to your question. And that is that I came to an inflection point and I said, do I still have something left to give? Do I still have something that I'm passionate about that I want to do? And the answer to that question was fundamentally yes. And once I knew that was the answer, then we moved forward with alakai.
I absolutely love this story, and it's so remarkable because I do interview a lot of veterans, and you know, the transition out of the military can be difficult for a lot of us. I know for me, it was about 7 years before I figured out my life's mission post-military. So it took me a while to figure it out. And a lot of veterans have that same problem. They, you know, you kind of go in and you've got a mission and you have sort of like you have something that you're doing that's bigger than you, right? And then you come into, like for me, I went into corporate leadership. And it just didn't seem like the mission was big anymore. Like I wasn't putting my life into something that I was deeply passionate towards. And it took me a while to figure out what I wanted, where I really wanted to make an impact in the world. Do you have any advice for veterans as they're getting out? And because it seems like you had some forethought even before you got out, and then you sort of had a mission on day one when you stepped out of uniform and had a mission. Any advice for veterans who might be listening? So how do you figure that out? Because that's a hard thing to do, I think.
It can be. And as you mentioned, John, there are many of our teammates and their families who struggle with this. The best advice that I would give is do what you love.
Mm.
And it is not a catchphrase. It's not something for a bumper sticker. If you love what you do and the focus of what you do is helping people, to empower them, to inspire them, to elevate them. Whatever your profession is, whatever sector you're interested in, whatever motivates you, do what you love. Because whether we served in the Navy or the military for 5 years or 25 years, whether we made it our life's pursuit and our life's passion, or whether it was part of that, It's imperative that we know why we did it and that we understand that the reason we did it was because we loved it, not because it was means to an end. People ask me all the time if I miss the Navy. And I explain to them that, no, I don't miss the Navy. And they say, well, wait a minute, you were in uniform for 34 years. Well, yes, but let me explain. I miss my teammates. I miss the mission that you talked about earlier. Yeah. I miss the camaraderie, the feeling of trust, the empowerment and the mutual respect that came with knowing that we had each other's backs no matter what. And if I can help, and if we can help through Alicot, if we can help one team, one organization, or one company feel that spark, or if they already have the spark, help serve as a catalyst to help them accelerate that spark into a flame for their future success. And that's what it's all about. To me, that's not work. That's helping people. That's what I did when I was a uniform. That's how I've always tried to live my life. And that's what we're doing with Alicot today, is to help accelerate people, empower them, and inspire them to become better than the best they've known in that field. And so the best advice that I could give to our fellow teammates, veterans, and family members out there as they begin that transition is do what you love, because that will be the key that enables you to help others and transcend into that next step in your journey, whatever that may be.
Mm, I love that. I love that advice. It's very helpful. It probably would have helped me when I was getting out. It took me a while to figure out what I loved and then what my mission was, but it ended up being helping people. And it's interesting that you went there. It's like, is that, you know, something we did in the military was service, right? And we like service and we like serving. And it took me a while to figure out what that would look like in the civilian world. But when I did, it was that I was mission on. I was on mission from that point in my career. So you need to find it, you need to figure it out. And that's some good advice that you provided. So you've had a long and successful military career, and it's hard in a short show to summarize it. But maybe tell us some leadership lessons you learned along the way that you are working to impart now with corporate teams and business leaders.
Well, John, it is very difficult to synthesize and summarize 30 plus years in a few minutes, but There's a story I'd love to share that resonated with me and still sticks with me very strongly to today. And I work to impart this to the teams and the organizations that we collaborate with today. This was approximately 2005, Virginia Beach, Virginia. I was assigned and serving on the staff of the U.S. Navy's Second Fleet, which had responsibility across the Atlantic as well as for NATO. And I had a wonderful, I had many wonderful bosses, supervisors, leaders, and mentors there on the staff. But I was having a conversation one day with my immediate boss. I was a senior lieutenant commander getting ready to promote to commander and soon thereafter go on to my first command leadership opportunity as a CO. And he called me into his office one day and he said, "Joe, I see you running around here every day like a whirling dervish. You've got your notebook. You write down tasks to do. You're working with people. You're making things happen. And don't get me wrong, it's fantastic." And then he paused and he looked at me and he said, "But when are you going to stop doing a lot of things? And when are you going to start developing people, great teams of people, to accomplish big things?" And he stopped, as if I was going to have an answer for that. And I reflect on that to this day because it wasn't like flipping a light switch for me, but it was the closest thing that I could describe, because it was almost an instantaneous shift in my mindset and in my leadership philosophy and in my approach. And it made me continually think about what I was doing, why I was doing it, how I was delegating and empowering tasks and actions and activities to others. And it really set me on a trajectory for future command leadership opportunities. I didn't mention this earlier, but probably 20 of the 30 years that I served in the military were in positions of command or command authority. This is analogous to being the CEO or the COO. Very often, these were global enterprises in high-risk environments. And I reflect back on that experience often because it was a simple question. And he and I spoke for probably about 30 or 40 minutes about it. And I left from that office that day feeling as if I was 6 inches taller and having a methodology and an approach and a mindset to be a different leader. And I took that with me in the future in the Navy. And as well, I work to impart that with people today. So thank you for asking and thank you for letting me share that.
You know, I love that story. And it does, you know, the people who are listening in, I want to reiterate something that Joe said there. He said he had a leader ask him a question. So I think sometimes as leaders, we think we need to have all the answers. And one of the most effective things we can do is ask questions with no answer, with, you know, and I love that he challenged you. And it changed your mindset almost, and overnight you became a different leader because of one question. And that's how powerful we can be as leaders in terms of our impact on others. And questions like that can really challenge you and change you. And so I love that story because it not only demonstrates the day that you made that shift towards like, okay, now my job is teaching, training, empowering, creating teams that can do amazing things, right? Instead of being a doer, I'm now going to be a leader, right? But that the way that the leader phrased the question and challenged your thinking. And I love that. I love that. It's one of those things that, you know, over my career, there's been like 5 questions that leaders have asked me, which have impacted my life. And it's like, this is when I love hearing stories like that, because it just reiterates how important questions are to help develop people and get them thinking differently. So amazing. You had a great leader who gave you an opportunity to rethink some things. And I think those are what you've talked about is really the essence of leadership. You know, at that point, you figured out the essence of leadership on your own from one challenging question.
Well, it was a challenge at the time. And I guarantee you, and I thank you again for the opportunity, because I guarantee you at that moment, I didn't fully grasp what was happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did the best I could to answer the question, but I just kept thinking about it. In fact, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And then I realized what's the most important thing that I can do? And sometimes as a leader, as you pointed out so wisely, it's asking that question. And then how do the wisdom to stand by and allow the answers to happen naturally? And the other word that you used, which was exactly right for this experience, was a challenge.
Mm.
I often am when working with various teams, I often use the phrase that leaders elevate and they empower and they inspire others. And if we're doing our job right, we're doing so that they can become better than the best that we've ever known at a certain role. The story goes, imagine who's the best leader you ever knew. Whoever that is, what are their attributes? Why were they the best? What functional areas or what methodology and what mindset inspired you? And whoever whatever that definition of best is, if we set forth to develop the next generation of leaders to be better than that, that's our first best goal.
Yeah.
That's where we need to be. That's the space we need to be in, because 25 years from now, it will not be us solving the as yet undefined complex problems of that time frame. It's going to be the leaders that we're developing today. And if we aim to have them become better than the best we've known, that's how we move forward together. That's how this ecosystem of leadership thrives and evolves and becomes better. So thank you for bringing up the element of challenge. And again, it's very important as we move forward.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
As a leader, you're responsible for the mission and the people assigned to you. Regardless of the size of your team, employees are depending on you for their lives and careers. For the sake of your team and the people who entrust you with this role, you need to master the skills to become a great leader. Best-selling leadership author John Rennie is proud to introduce the Qualified Leadership Book Series. This new series teaches you how to become a people-centered leader. Great leaders know that employees who are respected, appreciated, and allowed to grow will go the extra mile. These books provide real-world leadership wisdom written from a hands-on perspective. If you want to be a more effective leader, this is the one book series you should read this year. This three-book series contains the following best-selling leadership books: I Have the Watch, You Have the Watch, and All in the Same Boat, for one low price of $39.99. Begin your journey to become a leader worth following. Go to johnsrennie.com and get your order in today.
This episode is brought to you by LeaderConnect, a leadership training company and video platform founded by the leadership book author and Deep Leadership Podcast guest, Neil Jurd. LeaderConnect is a video and podcast streaming platform for leaders and teams. Watch it alone or as a team, and each video supports you and your team, allowing you to improve performance and build a great culture. Join hundreds of experts and learn about leadership, planning, public speaking, team building, mindfulness, and a range of other subjects that will help you lead well and build a great team. I'm proud to say that I'm one of the experts on this platform. LeaderConnect is offering a 10% discount to all Deep Leadership listeners. Go to leader-connect.co.uk and enter the code DEEP at checkout. Master your leadership with LeaderConnect.
This episode is brought to you by Ignite Management Services. Ignite is led by Mike Watson, who you might remember from episode 137. Mike and his team believe that everything starts with leadership. Whether it's strategy execution or cultural transformation, it's the role of the leader to create the conditions for their people to succeed. The team at Ignite can help you develop critical habits to enhance your leadership capability and transform your business. Ignite Management is now offering the Resilient Leadership Assessment Tool. This is an online questionnaire designed to assess and guide leadership development, coaching, and team building. It provides leaders an opportunity to gain insights into their leadership strengths and development needs. After taking this assessment, you will receive a custom, detailed report that provides practical and actionable recommendations to enhance your effectiveness. I have taken this assessment myself and found it to be extremely valuable in helping me make changes to my leadership approach. Right now, Ignite is offering 15% off the price of this tool to the Deep Leadership audience. Go to ignitemanagement.ca and enter the code START15 at checkout to get started today.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Those questions that you, the challenges you put forth can really change people. And so don't be afraid to do that. Sometimes I think we think as leaders, we don't want people to be uncomfortable, but sometimes those uncomfortable questions are needed. And so they're needed to let people get to that next level, you know? And,
absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm mentoring a CEO now, and we're just starting this week. And it's got me thinking about what are the questions I'm going to ask him versus what are the, instead of suggesting how to do things, I want to challenge him, and I want to ask questions. So I think it's going to be interesting to work with this young man. So one of the things I was going to ask you is, you know, you've got your company, you've been running for a while. What are some of the toughest challenges, or maybe the toughest challenge you've had to help a company overcome, and how did you do it? I'm curious.
Well, one that comes to mind that it goes along with asking a question, and then the sometimes underutilized component of communication, listening to the adult. There was a time when I used to think communication was the most important thing, and it is, but I do believe the listening component is much more important than the speaking component. So this was a company that was involved in the staffing and recruiting space. And they were at an inflection point where they wanted to grow and they wanted to scale. They just felt a little stuck and they weren't quite sure how. So the first or second meeting that I had with the founders, so now on the call, you have the founders of the company, you have the CEO, president, and the VP of operations. That was their structure. So I said, okay. I said, thanks so much for getting together. What is your vision for your company? Where do you want to be? You've told me you felt a little stuck. Where do you want to be in 3 to 5 years? What's your vision? And the VP of operations raised his hand and he said, I'd like to take this one. Mm-hmm. And the founders said, okay. And he started talking. And I didn't say a thing. I just listened. He started speaking. And it was obvious that he had a really hard time communicating the vision. He was speaking a lot. He was talking a lot about growth and scaling profit margins and size of the company and people they wanted to hire and markets they wanted to get into. And he did not complete a sentence. He would kind of stray off into another idea and then say, but wait a minute, here's more. And then keep going. And I grew up in New Jersey. I talk a lot, and I totally get that. But I had to listen, and I had to let him finish. So finally, he finished. He said, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "I think that I've known you for 20 minutes, and you can't explain it to me. So I think that you probably are having a difficult time explaining it to your leadership team. They're probably having a difficult time understanding it." And therefore, you've got some disillusioned people in management, and you probably are having a hard time retaining smart people who you want to stay on the team because they're just not sure where you're going.
Mm.
And there was just complete silence. And he said, how did you know that? And I said, I said, I'm not that good. I'm not that smart. I said, I've just been in these situations and I understand it. And I said, if you can communicate a vision clearly, and could communicate it simply, and people can get excited about it, and they become passionate champions for that cause, they will move mountains, and they'll be tripping over themselves to make sure that you get to the end zone. I said, if you can't communicate it, you might experience some success, but it starts with clarity, simplicity, and a very focused communication of where you want to go and why you want to go there, and then the wisdom to allow smart people to help you get there and to lead the how. And that seemed to be a tipping point for them. And it was a difficult and arduous circumstance, but it went back to what you said earlier, asking a question, then letting the right people answer it, and then having the ability to coalesce that next step.
You know, the way you tell that story, it just strikes me as the time I spent 22 years in corporate leadership roles. I ran 8 different manufacturing businesses during that time. But one of the things that I struggled with in my corporate life was the clarity of the mission. It was never clear. It was always like, is it to increase quality? Is it safety? Is it to make money? I mean, and so I always, but part of my strength as a leader was to sort of take all that gobbledygook that was coming from above. It was just a mixture of everything. We want you to be everything and better and everything and, you know, 15% better every year on everything. And synthesize that down to my teams to say, this is what I need you. This is what we're going to do this year. This is what we're going to do this week. This is what we're going to do this month. And that simple task of clarifying and, as you say, communicating was like, it was like a hack. It was like a leadership hack. And you would think that I wasn't doing anything. I remember one of my peers asking me, how did you get your business to improve so much? And I was like, I don't really know. I think I just told them what we're going to do and we just did it, you know? And so I think we miss out on that as leadership. So sometimes we are so busy that we fail at, you know, I always say that leadership is about motivating people to get something done, you know, a goal. And we forget about the goal. We forget about motivation. We forget about people. And we wonder why we're not reaching our goals, right? So what you just said is like, what you hear when you talk to a lot of people are a lot of things that they want to do, a lot of aspirations, a lot of numbers. But you never hear a clarified mission. This is where we want to go. And you hit the nail on the head. And this is why we want to get there. Because people want to know the why. And especially the younger employees in our companies, they want to know why we're heading in that direction. So I love that story because it just talks about some of the difficulties I see in a lot of businesses. They're not clear. They're not clear with their people. And the people don't know what to do. And they're not motivated by the mission because they don't really know what the mission is.
John, you're so right. And sometimes we think that it might be easier to be clear and simple and have that transparency of thought and action and translating the vision to reality in a smaller organization. I once knew a team of 3 people who worked in the same office every day. And one would say, the senior leader, so well, I'm sure everyone, it's 3 of us. I'm sure everyone understands everything exactly the way I understand it. They said, really? I said, well, when was the last time you spoke about that? Oh, we talk about it all the time. And I did 3 interviews with each of those 3 individuals separately and privately. And each one came out with a different answer as to where they were going and why they were doing it. It was a simple fix. But once that fix was made, that growth for that team, it just took off. And you said something else that resonated with me and also inspired me. And that has to do with the purpose. You mentioned why, and there's a phrase that we use, not just in the military, but many places in this element of leadership, task and purpose. It's one thing to be able to clearly articulate what you're going to do. It's another thing entirely to explain it to someone relevant to why you're going to do it, but explaining it in a way that they understand it.
Yeah.
That resonates with them, not the way that we understand it. And that has always been an inspiration and a motivation to me, because I also believe that leaders at all levels are inherently curious people. They want to learn more. Especially they want to learn more about people. They always put people first, but they want to learn more about what makes people tick. Whether it's a team of 2, whether it's a team of 20,000. And that inherent curiosity brings us to that point of, okay, if we have our team here, we're speaking to each other and we're moving forward with a very complex project or a new initiative or a bold vision, whatever that is, making sure that we understand each other, not the way we perceive and process information, but the way our teammates do. Once we hit that, that is a powerful igniter for mutual respect and trust. And a team that shares trust, I firmly believe, and I've witnessed it many times and been privileged to be on such teams, a team that shares trust is unstoppable. They can get anything done. Without trust, there are a lot of problems that ensue. Oh, yeah. But a team that shares trust is something special.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's really important. Yeah, I think that, you know, it's interesting because I do write about it in my books where, you know, we had this thing in the Navy called verbatim repeat back. And it was like, you know, left full rudder, steady course 320. And you hear, get a left full rudder, steady course 320, aye, sir. You know, and it's like, okay, we don't do that in the civilian world. And there's a reason why we do it in the military. But it's also like, I gave you an order, you repeated back the order, you show that you understood it, you know, and you acknowledge it. And there's like a connection there, you know, and we don't do that a lot in the, you know, obviously we don't do verbatim repeat back. We don't ask people to say, okay, I just communicated what the vision is. In your words, what did you hear? You know, so just to get that repeat back, like, what did you perceive that where we're headed based on what I just said, you know, and actually asking for and what kind of questions you have for me? What do you need clarified? Because we don't do that. We just say, we're going to go, you know, increase profits by 50%. Now off you go. It's like, well, what does that mean? You know, and how am I going to do that? Right. So I think there's some lessons in the military that are very helpful in that, in the regards of just making sure people, you know, you're communicating in a way that people understand it and and what their perceptions are of the message you provide.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something else that I just wanted to take a moment and reflect upon with your listeners and your viewers as well. Vision for the future of your team, for the future of your organization, or for the future of your company is not, I want to increase profits.
Yes.
that is not a vision. I have actually had some senior experienced leaders come to me and say, well, my vision for my company is I want a 3X here and 10X there. And I said, stop. It's wonderful that you want to do that. That's not who you are inside. A vision is about who you stand, it's about who you stand with and what you stand for. Yeah. You know, the old phrase, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. So too often companies are enamored by what I refer to as the illusion of profit. And they think their profit in and of itself is that thing that they're doing. And I remind them, no, that's not what you're doing. What do you stand for? Your core values. What's your vision? Where do you want to be in 5 years? Why? How can we help you get there? And what's your mission? What are you committed to do for your customers and for your clients that no one else is doing, that you're the only one making it happen? You understand your uniqueness. You understand where you're going and you understand why you're doing it. And profits are something that come later on down the line. If you don't have that, and you don't have your core values, and you don't live them every day, there's no foundation upon which to build the rest of the organization. So it's I had a young entrepreneur, actually an undergraduate student who's starting a company. My daughters and I do some coaching and mentoring for undergraduate and graduate students, and they said, "Well, what's the most important thing?" And I said, "Well, that's easy. What's your vision? What's your mission? What are your core values?" When you can write that down, and then you can say, I'm excited about this. I'm passionate about it. I love it. And this is why I want to do what I want to do. I said, then you're ready to start writing your business plan.
Yeah. Start with that first. Don't worry about the profits will come. If you get a good enough vision, the profits will come.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I love that. So in wrapping up, what final message would you like to leave with our listeners?
I would impart some of what we just spoke about, but I'll frame it in this way. Ensuring that as you move forward in your organization, wherever you are, if you're a founder, if you're an entrepreneur, senior leader, manager, individual contributor, wherever you are in your organization, everyone can be a leader. The notion of 360-degree leadership by our ethos, by our morals and values, by our focus, our prioritization, our discipline, our teamwork, our courage, our compassion, our empathy for one another, setting a great example. Everyone has the opportunity to be a leader. Number one thing I would say is wherever you are, whatever you're doing and whatever your role is, be a leader. Because leadership is not a position or an office or a title. It's a process of learning. And if you are committed to learning new things, if you're committed to helping people, and if you're committed to developing great teams to accomplish bold objectives, then you can be and you are a leader.
No, that's fantastic advice. Joe, I appreciate that. I think people need to hear that. And again, leadership is across the entire organization. It's not a title. It's how you impact others. And I love that message. Such a powerful message. Joe, how can people find out more about you and your company?
Absolutely. There are two ways to do that. You can send me a message directly, and I can be reached at joe@thealakaigroup.com, thealakaigroup.com. Or you can go to our website, which is also thealakaigroup.com. And on there, you will find our vision, our mission, our core values, and our key service offerings that we spoke about earlier. And we would love to connect with your listeners, your viewers, anyone who has the ability or has the need for support in these areas, whether it be strategic senior executive consulting or fractional C-suite support alongside keynote or other inspirational speaking. We're glad to learn from you. And we're glad to help you accelerate your vision.
Fantastic. We're going to put links in the show notes for all of Joe's resources. And again, if you have been listening in this podcast and you're like, wow, I really didn't think about leadership that way. Joe's got some really good points. And maybe you have a question for Joe, reach out to him. So follow the links below in the show notes and send him a note. Ask him if you're curious. Joe's got a lot of experience. You know, you listen to the show because you got a Navy leader here speaking. Well, Joe's got a lot more Navy leadership experience than I have. And so if you really want to know what it's like to be in command, if you really want to know some of the challenges faced in leadership, Joe's got stories. We couldn't cover them all in a half hour. He's probably got tons and tons of stories about his time in leadership in the Navy. So I highly encourage you to look at this organization's website. There's a lot of good information out there on there, but also reach out to him. You got a question, tell me you heard him on Deep Leadership and you got a question. And Joe will be happy to answer those questions. So we want you to make you a better leader on the show. And Joe is a resource that can help you do that. Joe, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing all of your knowledge, all of your experience. And you've given us a lot to think about today. So I appreciate you coming on the show today.
Don, it's my honor and privilege. Thank you for having me. And I greatly appreciate your leadership and everything that you are doing to move our team forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks again. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to Deep Leadership. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and share so we can continue to build a world with better bosses. Until next time, this is John Rennie saying take care and lead well.
Thank you for listening to Deep Leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information and updates, please visit our website at www.deepleadershippodcast.com or johnsrennie.com. Until next time, take care.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. Electric acid.
Miles, are you ready to record our promo for season 2 of the Wanna Bet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but Wanna Bet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger.
Electric Acid.